That's weird. We should be back. It's computers, I swear to God. Should have played the Eddie Izzard thing with the turning button. It lies to us. Yes, it does. All the time, this system. Got some bad programming. It's just craptastic. Anyway, should be pretty soon here. Richard Ankrum, guy with the five sign, the premier outdoor gorilla artist, will be here. Little Q&A session. I also expect momentarily Jerry of Lunch with Jerry to pop in for a little bit of that. Anybody else, come on down, jump in the chat room, send me email, radio@mishaco.com. Hit my website, radio.mishaco.com. A lot of new stuff this week. Was out all weekend painting on the town. Did five in Hollywood, five downtown. I was going to do six. Almost turned the big six, right there. Down on Sunset Boulevard, but you know what? You little bastards. You little bastards got to me before I could get there. Anyway. Earth. You've been there. You've heard of it. Earth was punctured by tiny cosmic missiles. Almost need a role for that. It's crazy. They're called quarks. Little tiny, but they're like more than quarks. They travel at 900,000 miles an hour, according to scientists. The most plausible explanation is that they're called strangelets, clumps of matter that have so far defied detection, but whose existence was posited 20 years ago. Formed in the Big Bang and inside extremely dense stars, strangelets are thought to be made from quarks, the subatomic particles found inside protons and neutrons. Unlike ordinary matter, however, they also contain strange quarks, particles normally only seen in high-energy accelerators or Star Trek movies. I get that from news.telegraph.co.uk, and if that's not a long enough URL, I don't know what is. But eventually, these things, I suppose, are going to be all over the place, and it says in 1996, two explosions were attributed to them. So what I think would be great is if you went up to like your local observatory or planetarium or something, as you're calmly watching the show, you could do like some kind of thing and say you got stabbed by a strangelet. Let them figure it out. See if they get it. I don't know. I guess it's just me. I think it's funny. I'm gonna play a song. Play a song I always wanted to play. Really, actually, kind of, sort of. You don't hear it on the radio. Well, I like it. You may not. Oh, well.
Caught between the twisted stars, the plotted lines, the faulty map that brought Columbus to New York. Betwixt between the east and west, he calls on her wearing a leather vest. The earth squeals and shudders to a halt. A diamond crucifix in his ear is used to help ward off the fear that he has left his soul in someone's rented car. Inside his pants he hides a mop to clean the mess that he has dropped into the life of lightsome Juliet Bell. And Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo, and Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo. Romeo Rodriguez squares his shoulders and curses Jesus, runs a comb through his black ponytail. He's thinking of his lonely room, the sink that by his bed gives off a stink, then smells her perfume in his eyes, and her voice was like a bell. Outside the streets were steaming, the crack dealers were dreaming of the Uzi someone had just scored. I bet you I can hit that light with my one good arm behind my back, says little Joey Diaz. Brother, give me another tote. Those downtowners are no damn good. Those Italians need a lesson to be taught. This cop who died in Harlem, you think they get the warning? I was dancing when I saw his brains run out on the street. And Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had Romeo, and Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. I'll take Manhattan in a garbage bag with Latin written on it that says, it's hard to give a shit these days.
Yeah.
Manhattan sinking like a rock until the filthy Hudson, what a shock. They wrote a book about it, they said it was like ancient Rome. The perfume burned his eyes, holding tightly to her thighs, and something flickered for a minute, and then it vanished and was gone.
Tough to give a shit these days. As evidenced, also on the front page of the Times this morning, Davis, if you remember him, he's still the governor, TikTok buddy. Davis tax hikes to bridge the gap. What gap, you ask? It's always a money gap. It's always the same thing. Levies would target drivers, smokers, health programs for the poor. So essentially all Californians across the board. This is ridiculous. Deregulation screwed up, blew a whole lot of cash, gave it to Enron and the like. This guy got caught with his own little scandal. If you remember last week, I was talking about the Oracle deal, where Oracle Computer Corporation, they make databases and stuff, they signed a contract with the state of California to make, to give licenses for their software to run the state business and stuff like that. And they sold them so many licenses that it's more licenses than the state has employees. Did you get that? More licenses for this software than the state has employees. So you got useless things just sitting around just 'cause. And guess what Gray Davis got? $25,000 for his personal campaign fund, his war chest. It was a bribe. It's a kickback. If I buy so many of these fucking things from you, you give me this. This is like the mob. And now he wants to levy this much more money after wasting it and then getting a bribe? For you. You're gonna, you and I, people like us, totally gonna get it. Get it where it doesn't feel good. In a very uncomfortable place, because you know what? It's hard to give a shit these days. I am waiting. I am trying to fill in the gap. I am hoping that Richard Ankrum is right around here. In fact, I'm going to go take a jaunt outside and we'll see about that. Oh, here's the phone.
Kill Radio. Oh, excellent. Come right up the stairs and I'll meet you in the hallway.
He's here. We're going to play the Juice of Mary Chain.
Sidewalk.
Hey, it's told that the story has legs, it says. This is Richard Ankrum. Richard Ankrum. This ain't working out. Here we are. Richard, you have to get kind of close to that omnidirectional mic. Much better. All right, Richard Ankrum. You may know him if you drive the 110, like I don't, or if you are hooked into the happenings and goings-on of here in the L.A. or internationally, as we're hearing the story's got legs. It was on CNN and the L.A. Weekly and the L.A. Times and all over the place. You said you had something to say. Why don't you...
responsibly,
there we go,
in a way to, well, for lack of a better word, force the bureaucracy to work swifter and smarter and more with an overall plan. This is really an art project to escalate the idea, the concept of art and what it is, because, you know, the feds have been trying to destroy the NEA and everything else because most of what they see scares them, which is understandable, but I also want to put the idea forward that there is a benefit to all this, and that's the underlying message with part of all this project.
That to enforce and push the envelope that needs a little bit of help from the public at large, the government, a little bit of everybody to further.
Correct. I mean, you know, that's why I'm doing this. One of the reasons why I'm trying not to get this to have this the stink of self-promotion, although of course I'm gonna be sucked along with it.
Yeah, it's LA, you can't really get around that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna get sucked in and go along with it. There'll be, you know, obviously benefits to that, but ultimately there should be some sort of, you know, larger dialogue.
Right.
That's ultimately what this is all about. So I've launched a website because of all this instant press and everything. I've been scrambling to launch a website where I can bring people in and have a message board and start this discussion and try and make some positive change, you know, for long term. This isn't just a short term thing. This is also part of the project.
Right. What's that website address?
It's ankrum.org, ankrom.org.
Ankrum.org.
It's still propagating through the system.
Right,
we launched
right.
it Sunday after the blitz on Thursday and Friday and with the help of Mike Fisk, who's putting together the site, you know, for me. We're doing sort of a partnership. And the idea is just to get, you know, perhaps some funding, perhaps to, but basically get the dialogue, right, and keep the pressure on for what started. Because I don't want this to just die and go away. I'd like to move on and do other projects, but I want to keep this one alive also.
Right. Do you have other ideas for other signs or other outside public works to come around?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, with the attention I've gotten, I might as well use it.
Right.
But I want to use it for everyone's advantage. And I think that's probably why the story, as I've said, has legs.
Exactly.
And if it was just about me, then it would have died a long time ago.
Right. It's... Right. It's... For you, it's a really good story. It's a really good thing to be known for. But to keep it going, it's one stone out of your pyramid. It'll continue to build and grow and become something much, much larger.
Right. I mean, that's the idea. And this is a conceptual art piece. This was built into all of it. And from the very beginning, I've been planning and talking about this since 1999. And I wrote a manifesto in 2000. For sort of a grant writing that I knew I wouldn't get, because what I'm doing technically for the freeway sign project was trespassing and then tampering with state property, which was also a problem for even insurance and liability, because I was going to try and get it in case this got
just
so
case,
big.
Right.
Well, not only that, but then to show that I am responsible for my own actions.
Right, that I can take care of it and there's no problems. And
yeah, because their biggest concern in it should be, is it
right.
safety?
Because on the video, it looks like a 40-foot drop onto...
It's at least a 40-foot drop, but the only difference... See, what I do for a living is paint signs. I've been doing it for 20 years. I've been in much more dangerous situations than
right.
that. The only difference was I'd get paid for it. But with all this, you know, basically with all this free PR, it's been worth it. Yeah. I'm still not really making any money on it, but I want the idea to get out there.
Right.
And not necessarily go do a freeway sign, obviously, for everybody, but maybe there's something in some small way, like I said, if we all band together.
Right, something that could use a little bit of a nudge of a change and
right.
get it out there.
And the message board that's going to be on that sign is going to be about that. And then exchange of ideas. What else can we do? What else would be a good idea? You know, how can we basically embarrass the government and the bureaucracies into positive change?
Wow. How do you get the government into positive change? That sounds like something you work your whole life and die trying to do.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to a friend, Katie Ralston, and she said, you know, you've made your mark. If you got hit by a truck tomorrow, it wouldn't matter. And I agree. I think that's great. I would also like to thank Gary Leonard, who was there. There were 11 witnesses when I put this up on August 5th. And Gary Leonard was working for the Downtown News, and he was there. He was invited by Amy Inyo of Chicken Boy fame, Future Studios, chickenboy.com.
Right.
I believe she just got her site up. And she invited Gary. I knew of Gary. He was there taking pictures at the time. Mm-hmm. There were 11 witnesses. Three had video cameras. Three had still cameras, and Gary was one of them. Well, Gary and Kristen Fredericks broke the story in the Downtown News Monday, and then the Times picked it up. So the Times was taking credit for everything.
Right, yeah.
And it was actually those two. And I also waited. That story, you know, their paper comes out on Monday.
Right.
The Weekly comes out on Thursday. I talked to Paul Collum in the interim of all this, and there was sort of this scoop war going on.
Right.
And so I waited after, you know, Gary broke the story. I told Paul and made the Times, and I even got a call from Channel 2. I made them wait till Thursday so the Weekly could print the story also.
Nice.
Well, because I wanted, you know, more than just the story.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't realize what would happen after the Times did it would hit the AP wire.
Right.
It spread all over the country.
All over.
I have relatives up in Walla Walla, Washington. Yes, there really is a place like that. And they got it on their paper up there, and they saw it on the local news up there.
Right.
So it was just incredible.
Yeah, I was looking through your site, it's a fineartonline.org.
.com/r/Ankrum,
which is what I linked on my webpage to your, to introduce you to the people that listen to this show and the people that read my website, to get information on you. And there's a link on your site from the Arizona Central.
Part of my plan was to break this story. I started sending this 10-minute video called Guerrilla Public Service, which documents the entire process, with the beginning with me explaining. You may have seen parts of these clips on television.
Right.
And parts of these clips are also on that website you mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's Robert Allen, who put that together for me. And he's a patron. He bought one of my pieces, you know, in 1999. He put this up for me just sort of because he liked my work. And I'm grateful to him for it. And he has been grabbing these images off MSNBC.
Yeah, they're on MSNBC.
On there. And he's put this up on the beginning page. But getting back to what I'm saying is that this 10-minute video that I'd given to all the press to use for the clips, because they weren't there when I put the sign up, what they were using was this video, Guerrilla Public Service, and it's a 10-minute documentary that I made, which explains everything. It explains in the beginning with maps, you know, where this is, what the problem is, and then I make the sign, and then I put it up. And it's just this very linear, straightforward piece.
Excellent. More things like this, I think, should really happen. It's one of your aims, you say?
Yes, it is.
What do you think of the current state of art in and around the city? Is that something that you would see as definitely needing the change, the catalyst, the way you are?
Well, art is a very slippery thing, and I've been calling this conceptual, performance, installation, representational art that's been taken to the realm of civic duty. And I'm not throwing rocks at a lot of other artists. I may not agree with what they have to say, but hopefully, for me anyway, this is my opinion, that if it's a really good work of art, It speaks to you on many different levels. It's not right. just decoration. Quite frankly, most people think art is some form of decoration.
Right, akin to furniture.
Yeah, furniture or, you know, a gate or, you know, right. oh, that's pretty, that kind of thing, or a bad oil painting. You know, and sometimes those are great, and those are nice things to have around, but I also, the idea is to, like, push this idea of what people think art is forward into the light rather than have it destroyed.
Sorry, we sometimes get the fire department down here at SoHotAtKillRadio.org here with Richard Ankrum, the guy with the five sign. Got a couple questions if you're so interested.
Certainly.
Reading up on how you actually constructed the sign and put the little reflective buttons on. You said that no one made them anymore, and you finally got a hold of someone in Washington.
Yeah.
And they kind of gave you a little bit of a problem.
Well, just to sort of give you an example of how the thing worked, there's a company, it's here in Los Angeles, and they have warehouses apparently all up and down the country, and they actually make the freeway signs.
Mm.
And that's because this particular sign that I worked on was built in the 50s, and at that time they used button reflectors on everything.
Right.
So my tactic was, you know, I had a choice at that point. Now, should I make the sign look new with this reflective film that they use now, or should I use the button reflectors and make it sort of look like they had always had it up? So I decided that it should look older, so it didn't look too glaringly new, so it would blend in easier, and so people really wouldn't notice it.
Right.
That was sort of the idea. But it took me 3 months. Just like I was trying to say, to give you an idea about the bureaucracy, it took me 3 months to get those.
Just to get these little buttons that you stick on the sign that reflect.
Right. I had started documenting that in like July or June when I first called and talked to these people. And then it took 3 months finally to get them. Because they're obsolete. They don't use them anymore. And they were warehoused in Tacoma, Washington.
And the news story I read said they gave you a little bit of static about why do you need these.
Well, they did ask why I needed them. And I didn't lie. I just said I was making it for a movie.
Ah.
It was the documentary. I mean, I was.
Yeah, true.
So I didn't lie, but I didn't exactly tell them what I was doing either. And the same thing with the Marriott Hotel. I had, like I said, three cameras on this project, and one of them was on the rooftop of the Marriott Hotel. And it was Catherine Cummings, and she was the only, her and Gary were the only two, like, professionals. Because Catherine shoots for ABC and all these big outfits, and she had a large professional Beta SP camera. So I stuck her on the roof to get all the shots that would tell the story. And the same thing with the Marriott. I talked to Del Schooley, and he said, he was asking me, well, what's this for? Is this like a commercial project? I said, well, no, it's just my own little art project. I'm doing a movie. And I didn't explain much more than that, but
right.
I'm grateful for them letting me up on the road for getting access for it. But those are the only two things I really had to stream. I mean, I didn't really stretch the truth. I just did some editing.
No, yeah, I did some editing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a problem. I saw in the video you drove up your truck, walked down the embankment, put your ladder up next to the sign, and you just did it.
Well, there's a catwalk and rails that pop down. So that's why I picked. First of all, in that particular situation, on that particular piece of the freeway, I could park on 3rd Street and walk over without worrying about fences and everything else. So it was also the first of three signs that on the overhead that would give you some kind of indication where this exit was.
Right.
And there's two more signs behind us that need these five shields, but it's too difficult to reach without impacting freeway traffic.
Right.
So I wasn't parked on the freeway at all, and that's one of the reasons why I did this one sign in particular.
Right, easy access.
It was easy to get to.
Had a vulnerability, and you went for it.
Yes. And
exactly.
And I had been, again, planning all this, so I would have the least amount of impact, so I wouldn't be, you know, well, because the idea of the project was public service, so I didn't want to ruin anything.
Right, didn't want to break anything down.
Exactly, and if anything did go wrong, I would have just had to scrap the project because it wouldn't have worked.
Wouldn't have worked,
So I was very careful about, you know, not dropping anything or anybody else getting hurt or because that was paramount. And especially at the very end of this thing, because I'd spent, you know, years working on it and videotaping and documenting and putting this together. So this last little bit was probably the most dangerous.
Right,
me.
Critical issue right there.
It was, because everything hinged on me putting that up safely in a timely manner and getting out of there.
And how long did the whole, from the moment you walked up to the ladder onto the catwalk, you fasted, you used a nail gun, it looked like, down, how long did that take?
It took 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Because I had been studying the thing, and I made a plywood jig that clips on top of the sign with these little blocks of wood as a shelf, and they were pre-spaced and pre-measured.
Right.
So when I just clipped that on there, I just sat these little signs on the shelf, and then with a cordless drill, did the pilot holes, and then screwed them in, just to make the job go faster, and again, for safety also, because it used to be difficult to measure and hold, and, mm-hmm. and so I used this jig method to speed things up.
Excellent. And then you're quiet about it for an entire year, it said, or almost
a
year.
9 months.
Yeah.
9 months. I was going to wait about a year,
but
because of the events of September 11th, it put a whole new spin on it. Because I put this up a month and a week before that happened. Mm-hmm. And, of course, right after that happened, I thought, oh, this might be, maybe they'll arrest me now for this, which was always a possibility of getting arrested. But I thought, well, I can make a story out of that, too. I would just keep taping. I even had a sort of a master plan. Mm-hmm. But if I was arrested, I'd get a public attorney, who were famous for not being very efficient, and then get a video-friendly judge.
Right.
Videotape that. And because I'm broke, I can't pay the fine. I do community service. So sort of the whole thing sort of loops back.
Yeah,
itself,
back onto itself. Nice.
And what turned out even better is Caltrans was such an awkward position, they kind of have to leave it there. They're stuck.
Yeah, they can't really afford to take it down themselves either.
Afford to do it. It's just that the public outcry now.
Right.
Wouldn't matter what they do, and basically that was sort of the plan. The public outcry should be, we'll fix that, the other two behind it, and all these other places that are unclear.
Right. Get a little motivation to them. Look what one man did, and a lot of you couldn't do it.
Exactly. Well, just to sort of embarrass them into their job that they should be doing.
You have to embarrass a government official into their job. That the woman I saw on the television, I believe it was like the local news, said that she was willing to offer you an application.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that's what they said at first, and I did an interview on CNN Monday, and now they're starting to grow fangs, because they're worried about the liability issue. And I told them, that's what I said on the air at that time. I said, look, I've been doing science for 20 years, and I knew what the issues were. Because, you don't want to get up there and cause a five-car accident. I mean, it would just be a mess. And I explained to them that, sure, it's dangerous. I knew what I was doing. I mean, I paint signs on a 18-inch wide walkboard on ladder jacks that high in the air with no rail and no wide grating, on something that could just fall over. I mean, I've been doing that for 20 years, so I knew what the risks were. And that's the other reason why I have to keep saying this disclaimer of, kids don't do this at home, because...
Right, because, someone's gonna.
Yeah, you could get killed easily on that. And especially over a freeway. I mean, it would just be carnage. It would have been just absolute carnage.
Yeah, it would be.
So I understand their position, but that's why I have to, reiterate and say, well, look, I knew what I was doing. And I don't recommend that everybody do this. But also by doing this, we've brought this dialogue up. And that's what I'm going to try and maintain and keep the pressure on. So if this silly website ever propagates and gets up, it's still in the process now. I encourage people to get on the message board. Now, one thing I think is slightly devious about the Internet is, of course, giving your name out to people.
Right.
But the idea is that we're not going to... Again, this is based on the complete or art conceptual concept of to do, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And... This is not going to be for sale, any list. I find out why you need to register is so we can keep from getting spammed.
Exactly.
And that's something I didn't even know. And I've asked Mike Fisk to put a note in there that I'm saying that's why we're doing this, because I don't want advertising on this, and I'm not here to endorse anyone's product.
Mm-hmm.
This is for an open discussion of sort of like, well, what can we do now? And that's really what this is about. And a database, so I can figure out, well, what's my next move?
Right. Start your own little collective, Get it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to come across as some sort of vigilante watchdog nut. So it's got to have sort of the right flavor to it all.
Right. That kind of touches on like the future. What do you expect to have in the hopper in the next couple of years, 5 years? You're talking about building a database, getting people interested. Do you expect to have this sort of project sweep the nation or?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be great if it did, or even the world,
yeah,
for that matter. But I can't necessarily stick with just signs. There are a lot of other things to say.
Right, other things, but in the same vein.
Yes, I definitely am. Even, well, to show some consistency, first of all, would be a good thing right now. I mean, I don't want to turn into some sort of one-hit wonder with
exactly.
This thing. And these are all like my personal demons to wrestle with.
Exactly.
For the future, but really for the future is, yes, I'm going to do something else. I can't say what it is yet. Not only am I not sure what it is, but of course, if I say anything, then they'll be waiting
right.
for me. So again, the idea is whatever I do next, it will be well planned out, so no one could get hurt, and that sort of thing. I mean, it has to have this right feel to it.
Right. It's got
to
be
this warm
right.
fuzziness to it to keep it from getting sinister.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is sort of like the idea of art. Even if it's putting up a freeway sign, it's the idea behind it of, is this going to do some good? And the artwork has much more meaning and purpose to it than just decoration at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Nice. Yeah, that's kind of touches on one of those things like that's on your website now, the Fine Art Online one. One of your previous projects, you have these kind of acrylic...
Hatchets.
Yeah.
Cast medication in them. And,
right.
And flowers and candy.
Set it out on your website that the one that's got, it's got Prozac in the handle of this hatchet. It's very real looking kind of hatchet. It's cast in
polymer resin. Yeah, well, polyester resin.
It looks very cool. And you said that the Prozac one sold immediately.
Yeah. They went immediately. I've got some with Paxil in it. So I've... Sort of.
No Claritin D, nothing.
Well, I've been trying to. Well, no Claritins. I'm after like tranquilizers, basically, to sort of offset the hatchet shape, and that's why I was putting flowers and candy and stuff like
little,
that.
Little brides and grooms and things.
Yeah.
Which I think is just an ideal present.
Yeah. But I've been playing with the idea of there are some consistencies with the sign project and the early objects that I've been making is that I've been studying contrasts
mm-hmm.
and then how we combine these contrasts together. I mean, our lives are just contrast of good and bad things that happen to us, and that works as a whole. And I'm not getting too philosophical about yin and yang and the feminine and masculine and all this stuff that sort of pools together into one uniform thing, and that's what the idea of these contrasts are about.
I'm sorry, there I was looking around. I actually think I ran myself out of questions here.
Well, I'm about to get off the soapbox. I think I've said everything I can.
We'll leave it at that then.
Very good.
I appreciate you very much coming in.
Absolutely.
I know you must have a horrendous schedule right now.
Not that bad. It's slowed down a lot. I've had this first-come, first-served policy. I don't care who you are. If you want to hear the story, I'm here to tell it. And again, like I said, it's all part of the idea behind art.
Excellent. And that's what you get at Kill Radio. It is non-commercial. It is the outsider. It is Richard Ankrum at Kill Radio. It's the guy with the five sign.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back. Hey, you know what? That was Richard Ankrum. It's the guy with the five sign, and you know what? If you missed him, you fucked up. Such a nice guy. You gotta watch out for him. He is on the forefront. He is going to be the mover and shaker. Got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I believe him. He's gonna be a good guy to know. We'll do a little cleanup here, and then we'll back down at you. Bye.
recent years were insane. I lit them up, burning my horoscope. Recent fears are undone. I give them up, sick of my bogus ghost. Rising up, it reached my highest line. Come on, Daisy, don't drown me this time.
Here we stand and here we fight.